Hello there, welcome to Pen Positive. This is Vinod Narayan. This is another episode. We are in a series talking about career. We're going to look through a few questions and I'll share my thoughts on that. So the first question is, how do you stay updated on industry trends and changes? So when we are in any career, our career is impacted with industry changes, right? In some fields, there are changes happening so rapidly, so frequently, that it might become a challenge for us to even catch up with it. I'll tell you a small story. My dad was a doctor. He died pretty young at the age of 45. I think about 2 weeks before he died, so every day morning he gets up and he has all these books that he used to, we were in India, so he used to get these books, which were not available in India. He used to pay money and get it shipped from various places in the world. These are all medical journals and books of that sort. And he would be sitting and reading. I asked him, why are you having to read? You know what you're doing. I mean, he's a surgeon. So I said that, why do you have to read? And the answer that he told me was very interesting. He told me, you know what? On the surgery bed, at the operation theater, there is a life in front of me. And there are so many things that is happening that might help me learn and save that life. If I don't keep myself abreast with what changes are happening, if I don't know, because science changes very often. What science does is that science also looks at things that we already think are true and says and revalidates them and says whether they are true or not. So facts change because things, when new experimental results come, things change. And this is the case with everything. There was, if you look, whichever field you're in, think about what were the normal thoughts in that industry 20 years back and what do we think about everything today? There is significantly a change. Some of these things may totally be contradicting. That's what change it is. So how do we remain abreast with what is happening in the industry? For me, I can give you from my field, which is organizational change, or I would say agile transformation. So I'm an agile consultant. So in agile transformation, I first look at the topics that would interest me. One is the industry where my company is working, which is currently it is a storage industry. It used to be a networking industry. It used to be banking industry. So over the years, I worked in various companies, which are all in different industries. But my area has been related to the technological systems within those companies and how people work in teams within those technological systems to deliver value. So for me, there are a lot of things that are changing in the society. One is the industry where my company is working. Two, the fundamental aspects of agile transformation and how these transformations happen within organizations. The third one is that how technological systems have been changing. What are the new tools that are coming? Fourth is organizational change management related concepts and how things are happening in that way. Fifth is people management. Though I'm not working as a people manager, there are how people work in teams. What are the ideas? What are the tools? What are the concepts that we can use to bring people together to deliver value? The whole concept of value addition and value, how do we even make sure that value is realized when a work is done? These are all areas that I know that things are changing and I need to learn. So some of the things that I use is, one is I rely on Medium as a tool. Medium is a kind of a blogging system, but I have a paid version. So I get a lot of articles from the trenches. So these are not articles. These are articles people write based on how they have been doing things in their company or their group. And this, for me, at least last 1 to 2 years, has really benefited, tremendously benefited. A lot of things, questions that I have when I search, I get exactly that. People with that same questions writing articles of how they try to solve it. Some of that work for me, some of that don't work for me. But I feel that while I'm working in a company with a smaller team, I am actually getting the support of a wide variety of people across the industry working in similar situations as mine. So Medium is one of the main things that I... I also do Magster, which is a magazine aggregator where I can read many magazines like Atlantic, New Yorker, and all these magazines and articles pertaining to the to technology and society and people management, psychology, and all of these information I can get from there. And I have made it a habit to at least read one or two or three long form articles from these magazines every week. It doesn't happen every week, but that's one of the things that I try to do. Then, as part of my my work, I have been granted the Gartner's subscription, where there's a lot of research articles that come, which actually help me. The thing is, I have so much places where I can gather the information, but I don't get it. Another thing is that I work with people have conversations within the people that I work in the company, so that we kind of understand what is happening and we kind of share our thoughts. Books, very important. There are, recently, some of the books that I've read is Super Communicators, The Friction Project, and Slow Productivity by Cal Newport. So on a regular basis, I try to read the new books that come, which kind of keeps me aware of what it is. Now, I'm not saying that this is the same avenues in which you could do it. Identify what are the areas that you need to keep your knowledge abreast and keep true of what changes are happening in the world, and then find the where people are talking about it or where researched articles that you can actually rely on are getting published, and get a subscription for that, read through it. You can also go to trade conferences and all those things, but I have lesser chances. And then obviously I practice SAFe, Scaled Agile. So Scaled Agile related podcasts is another area. So all these areas are where I kind of try to catch up and keep up with industry changes. Am I successful? I think there are a lot of information. My biggest challenge is actually processing this information and kind of capsuling that information to actionable bits that I can use. And that, I think, is the biggest challenge, where time kind of, it's not with me. It's about 7 minutes. I want to kind of stop this videos in around 10 minutes. That's the kind of length of the video. So I think we have one more question. This question is too long anyway. Can you describe a challenging situation you faced at work and how you overcame it? This sounds more like an interview question, and people kind of make up something or the other. I think I have had many challenging situations. I think you have too. Not all the challenging situations that came in front of me I've been able to overcome. Some challenging situations keep coming again and again. I'll just share a story with you. This is, from the book Upstream. In that, there is this story about, it starts with this saying that, okay, you and your friend are taking a dip in a river, and there is a baby coming from upstream. The baby is floating and coming, and then you jump inside and you take that baby and save the baby. Then you see another baby coming the same way, and then you see your friend jump and save the baby. Then you see one after the other babies keep flowing in that river, and it is not practically possible for both of you to actually save all the babies. So then your friend says, you know what, I think there's something serious over here. There's someone over there upstream who is throwing these babies into the river, so we should go and stop that person, otherwise babies are going to die. And he goes upstream. Now, many times the challenges that come to me, I have not, my biggest problem is that trying to go upstream and find the person who's throwing the babies, which means getting into the root cause. The biggest challenge is that we don't dedicate time for root cause analysis. Now, as part of SAFe, one of the important things is that at the end of a PI or planning increment, there is a session for inspect and adapt, where you go through what happened and understand, do a fishbone analysis or a root cause analysis, and come to the point. Now, sometimes challenges that I have are overcome because of sheer the nature of how we work within the organization. But that is not enough. We need to be able to do an RCA for any challenge. You can only say a challenge has been overcome only if you have identified the root cause analysis and you have taken some step to address the root cause. Because otherwise, this challenge is going to come up and up again and again. One of the biggest challenges, I'll just share one of the challenges, is that I had not set up major training events within. I've not done major events within my organization or any organization that I work. I've had a different role with most organizations. So when I had to do this at one of the companies, that was a big challenge for me because I did not know how to do it. I did not know how communication happened. One-on-one was fine. One-to-many communication. How do you make sure that there are so many things that I did, which was kind of, I was having these preconceived notions about how people would interact and people would look at my communication and the messaging that I gave. One of the things I overcame is that I kind of realized that before I take up anything that I don't know, don't feel that you can solution it on the fly. Like one of my colleagues says, you cannot fix the plane while it is flying. And I have been doing this activity of fixing the plane while it is flying. Sometimes people are so impatient that you have to do it. But when I got into more planning, spending more time in preparation for a planning event, I realized that the planning went well, and if the planning went well, the execution went even well. And when the execution went proper, and when I do a retrospection at the end of it, this whole thing starts to connect itself so that the next iteration of what I do gets better. So that's one of the things. And obviously, this is not probably the answer you give for an interview. In the interview, sometimes the interviewer wants specific cases. In this company, during this project, during this activity, this came up as a challenge. And then we kind of grouped people together. Then we kind of found out what the issue was. What did you do towards overcoming that challenge? What is your contribution? That's probably what the interviewer is looking for. But here, I'm definitely not giving an interview, so I can tell you exactly what I feel to that question. You guys take care. If you have not subscribed to the channel, please do subscribe. And I will see you all in the next episode. Thank you. Have a nice day. Have a nice day.